Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford. I'm the Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Friday the 3rd of October. We're here at 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, welcome back. Gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Russell Clark, the CEO of Wolf Minerals. Very good morning to you, Russell.
Good morning.
I've done some homework on your company, and before I do that, I always ask debutants, what football team do you support, or what rugby team?
It's got to be the Wallabies, Australian Wallabies. They're coming to England later on this year. I'll hope to be there and actually be barracking for both sides, because I'm English originally.
Right. And how good are they at the moment?
Not as good as they'll be this time next year.
Right, and that's for the World Cup, I assume. Have they got a chance in the World Cup?
I think so.
Wonderful. Do you follow rugby?
No.
I won't ask you then, Zach. Okay.
I don't know, some team.
Let's talk a little bit of homework. Wolf Minerals, the mnemonic, if you're watching, WLFE. The share price currently is circa 15 pence. The 52-week high, 28 pence. 52-week low, 15. The market cap is circa 120 million. Listed on AIM and the ASX. The speciality metals company developing a major global tungsten production. Discovery of this tungsten near Hemerdon, which is in Devon, dates back to 1867. It was mined in the First and Second World War and ceased in 1944. The main use of tungsten is in the manufacture of cemented carbides and is used in commercial, industrial and military applications. I read a piece of research from FinCap recently, and basically the headline was that they've starting an initiation of a coverage on a buy, basically saying you've started the construction of the UK's first new mine in 33 years and you've leapt ahead of the pack of tungsten developers. And I think you're one of the very few tungsten mines outside China, and they've got a 22 pence price target, implying a 40% upside from the current share price. Does that all sound reasonable homework?
It's good homework. This will be the first metal mine in England for 45 years, not 33. Most people don't think you can mine in England, but I think we're proving that different. This project is fully permitted, fully funded, and construction's going very well. 80% of the concrete's been poured. We expect to be commissioning early next year.
Wow.
But I mean, I think the production is sort of, as you said, next year. If you're an investor, is there an urgency to get into the shares now towards the lows of the year? I mean, is there value there from your point of view? Obviously, you would say that there is.
We raised £100 million earlier on this year at 16p. So you can get in at below the issue price for that raise. The project's being built. I think interest will gradually elevate as we get closer to production. So it's a question of whether you want to be in there now or in 6 months' time, when it might cost you more.
Well, I hadn't heard tungsten since I was a kid playing darts. I remember I was very proud of my tungsten darts.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
So tungsten is
the heaviest metal, isn't it?
Heavier than gold.
Right.
Heavier than gold. Very high melting point, so it gets used in electric light bulbs. You have to be in the middle of the sun to melt it. Cool. Very heavy, as you said.
Okay.
Very hard. So its primary use is in cutting tools and drilling tools. So when you have a masonry bit at home and you're drilling a hole in the wall, it's tungsten on the end of it. So
right.
Yes, you obviously have a lot of money in high-end darts, but the primary use is in cutting and shaping tools. So everything that people have in their house has seen tungsten.
And this is a significant, China seems to have not only the lion's share of tungsten in the world, it's also very keen to make sure that people don't sort of remove its stranglehold on many metals. Actually, I mean, they've got these sort of types of laws that they put in. Are you going to make a difference to the setup here? I mean, you're actually sort of is this going to be a significant world contribution?
So we'll be producing about 3.5% of the world's tungsten, and we'll be producing about 15% of the Western world's production. So it is a strategic metal. The Chinese have the bulk of it. Their mines are getting older. They're getting deeper, more expensive. So we don't see the Chinese ability to just turn a knob and flood the market. The demand for tungsten isn't huge. It's like 100,000 tons a year. And the demand growth is driven by global growth. So you're seeing America grow at the moment. You're still seeing China grow. Europe's coming out of recession. So the demand for stuff in the world, be it car bodies or tungsten tipped darts,
yep,
will be increasing at about 4,000 to 5,000 tons a year. So we will produce around 1,000 tons, about 1 year of growth. Behind us, as you said, there aren't any other projects coming on. So we do see a squeeze between supply and demand, which should see the price of tungsten go up considerably in the future, we believe.
All right, you've got everything, as you said, fully funded, everything's good to go, and there's no permit issue. I'm sure they'll keep the environment looking as pretty as it does on the website in Devon. The £100 million or so market cap, to give a sort of a simple-minded private investor an idea, in terms of the production annually, which is expected next year and going forward, you'll be extracting £10 million worth of tungsten a year or 20?
The ballpark number is around $100 million worth.
Right.
And to do that will cost us about $50
million. Right.
So there's a nice margin there. And we look at being a yield play ultimately. So I think there's capital growth to be had here, and there's ultimately a yield play once we're in production and producing cash.
Right, and the other thing is, apart from funding, which is always the sticky point in these sorts of situations, management experience, can you tell us a bit about that?
We're very fortunate. Cornwall, Devon is a place where there have been many miners in the past, and what we're finding is that we're attracting people back to Cornwall. So people who did their training down there, who've gone overseas, and now coming back to work in the UK. And we've got a very experienced management team that's worked in Australia, in Africa, in Asia, and in around the clay mines that surround us. So good local knowledge as well. And as we go down to the sort of next level, the engineers, the foremen, again, attracting people with terrific experience.
Right. And because this has been mined in the First and Second World Wars, from what I read. So it's there, isn't it? I assume it's now you can get it out because of the technology moving on from the sort of 30s and 40s.
Absolutely. So there was, it's a strategic metal. It gets used on the pointy end of bombs and things like that. That's why it was being mined in the First and Second World Wars. But we will mine in 2 months what was previously mined. So it's,
that's incredible.
They know it's there. It's the third biggest tungsten resource on the planet. Yes, bulk mining, modern day methods, the price, all of those things have created the perfect storm, if you will. And here we are building the thing.
Right. Well, hopefully I've got a share chart to put up. So basically, you've obviously hit some highs and then you're sort of down around 15 pence at the moment. Putting my trading hat on, I always ask the CEOs, okay, give me three good reasons to buy the shares. You know, what are the key things for the Tip TV viewers?
So the fall that you see was when we raised money. So we did that at a discount and it's been pretty flat with the market for the rest of the year. But to answer your question, here's a project in a very safe location. People aren't used to mines being built in England, but it's fabulous.
Yep.
People speak English, we understand the law. Great community support.
Okay.
Tungsten, as I said, looks to forecast to have some sort of shortage in supply in the future, so you should see an uplift in price. And we're already building a project with a very good margin in it. We've got terrific cornerstone investors, resource capital funds, Todd Corporation. These are big companies that understand risk and how they manage their funds. They're in there.
And in terms of the environment, you know, we've got this shale situation where, you know, people are turning up and sort of camping out. What is the impact on the environment for this?
Very little. So this is a very clean process.
Right.
Tungsten is very heavy, so we separate it from everything else using gravity. So we haven't got chemicals, we haven't got all that sort of stuff. It's in an area that is surrounded by clay mining pits, so mining is well understood in the area. The local pub is called the Miner's Arms.
Right, that's fantastic.
This will create 200 local jobs,
right,
in an area that needs jobs. There is huge local support from the local MP all the way down to the parish councils and the local
community. So you haven't got any objections out there from the local people? They're saying that this is enhancing the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this part of, it's near Dartmoor. There are a lot of bridleways, footpaths and all those sorts of things. We've had to move them and upgrade them in the process, and the community's actually appreciated, nice five-star bridleways that they can
get. Right. Well, it sounds like an old gold rush to me, with the local pub, 200 people coming back from overseas with the...
Well, that's me as well, right? I did my training here in London, and for the first time in 35 years, I'm able to come back and create something wonderful.
And the fact that we haven't had a mine open for, I can't remember how long you said.
40 years,
okay. You must get all the, sort of, you must get a lot of press on this. People must be fascinated by this, must they?
There's an intrigue to it. Yeah. And, you know, the London market in particular, which likes mining, but it's generally in Africa or difficult to places to go in Eastern Europe, those things. So this is fabulous. People can actually visit us in Devon as they go on,
on their holidays. Instructions how to find the mine.
I'm just thinking exactly that. I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Go to the
mine.
Can
I actually go down and visit the mine?
Well, give us a call beforehand.
Yeah,
we'll show you around, absolutely.
And what would I get? I'd see all the big machines.
All the mining activity, the construction. You can see it on the website, actually. You had a tab there called the Hemerton Mine Site.
Yeah.
We've got a live streaming video just under here. And you can actually see the cameras that looking at the site live.
Right. And how many people are actually on the mining site at the moment?
Today we've got just over 300. Ultimately, we will employ around 200 full-time employees.
Wow.
Great.
I know what we're doing on a weekend away, young Zach.
Down to the Miner's Arms.
That's a really good idea. Okay, Russell Clark, CEO, Wolf Minerals. Fantastic interview.
Thanks very much.
We always want thought-provoking, and that was very, very thought-provoking. Okay,
The Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, making money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As always, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose. You're watching Tip TV.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.